Je me présente, Marlene Jennings. Je suis la coprésidente de cette conférence organisée par l'Institut d'études canadiennes de McGill. I am the co-president of this wonderful conference on crime and the law, being hosted by the McGill Institute for the Study of Canada. The director of the institute is seated right over there, Dr. Will Straw. The other co-president is the dean of law of McGill, Daniel Jutras. We have a wonderful program for you today. Nous avons un programme super pour vous aujourd'hui, comme d'ailleurs le programme d'hier. Mais avant d'introduire la prochaine personne qui va livrer quelques paroles, before introducing the next person who will be making a few remarks, I would like to thank the conference partners, the Andrea and Charles Bronfman Philanthropies, the Embassy of the United States of America, the Dean of Arts Development Fund, McGill Faculty of Law, Media and Urban Life, Bennett Jones and Shadley Batista Law Firm. Et maintenant, c'est un honneur pour moi de vous présenter le professeur et le doyen de la Faculté de Droit de McGill. I am honored to introduce now... Voyez, hier, on a introduit le coprésident et le doyen de la faculté de droit comme étant le doyen de la faculté des arts. Et aujourd'hui, je commets le même erreur, mais dans l'inverse. The professor and dean of arts, McGill University, wonderful Christopher Manfredi.
I'm happy to take the promotion, although maybe Danielle wouldn't appreciate it. Merci, Marlene. Je suis très heureux d'être ici ce matin comme doyen de la Faculté des Arts et aussi comme professeur de sciences politiques avec un intérêt un peu spécialisé dans la criminalité et le droit. It's my pleasure to be able to say a few words of welcome this morning as Dean of the Faculty of Arts and as the Dean responsible for the McGill Institute for the Study of Canada. My connection to the Institute goes back to the mid-1990s when I was one of the first faculty members to move into the old house on 3463 Peel. And I'm pleased as Dean of the Faculty of Arts to lend the faculty support to the great work that the Institute does, which I think has established a new standard for combining teaching, research, and public outreach for institutes of this type throughout Canada and I would say on the continent. So it's great to be here. Every annual conference is provocative, stimulating, engages people on the most current issues, and there could be no issue more current than this one that we're speaking about this year. I don't want to take up very much time because we have another speaker after me, and I'd like to take this opportunity to have the honor of introducing and asking the principal and vice chancellor of McGill University, Heather Monroe Bloom, a great leader of the university, a great role model for people like me, to come to the podium and say a few words of welcome as well.
Bonjour et bienvenue tout le monde. C'est pour moi un honneur d'être ici encore pour cette conférence annuelle de notre institut. I want to recognize Marlene Jennings and thank you for your role in this conference, and of course to recognize our Chancellor Emerita, Greta Chambers, our co-chairs of the McGill Institute for the Study of Canada, Madame Lily de Grandpré, Governor of McGill, and Denise Chong, both of whom have had such a long-standing supportive role to our great institute, to all of the members of the institute board, and to the many friends who are gathered here today. C'est le 17e conférence de cet institut. Is that correct? Yeah, it's quite amazing, and I want to recognize the the wonderful lead that our new director of the Institute, Will Strauss, provided over the last year, and to congratulate you on the conference theme itself and the prescient timing for this theme. The Institute has covered controversial themes in every one of its years, from looking at what Canadian history means to looking at the role of Aboriginal affairs, Canada-Quebec relations, healthcare, the media, who controls the media, the charter, water, and the environment. And Professor Straw actually led his first Miss Conference in 2008 as interim director of the Institute on Are We American and Canadian Culture in North America. And today he's keenly pursuing these controversial questions and indeed beginning to think about what the theme for next year's conference should be. We've also had a long-standing tradition at the conference of the Institute of welcoming those who serve in the public service as well as in the media, and we have a wonderful group of panelists presenting today.